Desert Island Discs.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? The rules of this game say specifically that the castaway is castaway alone, but this is a rule that has been broken on very rare occasions, when it would obviously have been extreme cruelty to break up a team. For example, we've had together on the island the Mercers Compton and Edrich, and the Mercers Murdoch and Horn, and this week we bring you two inseparables who've become known as the Burke and Hare of radios, TV and variety programs, the Mercers Bob Monkhouse and Dennis Goodwin.
Well, hello, seagulls, and hello, Roy.
And hello, listeners.
This is Bob.
And this is Dennis.
And we've picked the island we want to be cast away on.
Yes, it's the one in the middle of Piccadilly Circus.
No, Dennis, it has to be abroad.
Well, how about Belgium?
Not Belgium, Belgium.
What makes you say that?
My uncle's eyes.
Which uncle?
The cleaner.
What does he clean?
Windows.
Where?
At college.
Which college?
Rodine.
That's a girl's college.
Yes.
And he's Belgian.
No, not Belgian, Belgian.
What's Belgian?
My uncle's eyes.
Obviously. Look, just a minute, before my ears start bulging, I'll turn it up. Who wrote that stuff, by the way?
Well, we got our Christmas crackers very early this year.
No, seriously, you two are, I suppose, two of the youngest writers in the business. How old are you, Bob?
Well, I'm just a year older than Dennis.
Uh-huh. Dennis?
I'm just a year younger than Bob.
Oh, really?
How old are you, Roy?
Well, let's get down to this business of choosing records. 8 records for the two of you. That makes 4 each. Who starts? Like to toss for it?
Well, a coin wouldn't be much good on a desert island, would it, Dennis?
It's perfectly true, so we might as well use it for that purpose.
Yes. No, I think we ought to toss Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And since he'll probably land on his head, that's the heaviest part, that leaves the first choice to me, Roy.
You'll land on your tail later on.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'll take a pick, because with 4 records to choose from, obviously I'd like something classical, and I'd also like something contemporary. I'd like to combine the two by taking the music of Georges Bizet, Carmen, and then put in the contemporary side, or it's already been put in for me, by Oscar Hammerstein II, in the wonderful score of Carmen Jones. So may I choose from the recording of the soundtrack of the film Carmen Jones, something bright. I think the part played by Dorothy Dandridge and sung, I believe, by Marilyn Horne, comes to life best in the number There's a Cafe on the Corner. It would also make me feel very much at home if, when sitting on the island staring at Dennis through the hole in the center of the record, I could feel there was a cafe just around the corner.
There's a cafe on the corner, run by my friend Billy Pastor. A spot where a man takes a lady when he wants to move faster. Guess I'll go and say hello to Pastor. How can a lady drink alone? How can a lady dance alone? No lady can romance alone.
Any comment, Dennis? Did you approve of that first choice of Bob's?
Well, I have a comment, Roy, but it might get us thrown off the air.
You might be thrown off the island, if you might say.
Well, it's your first choice now.
Well, I would very much like to have with me on the island a Danny Thomas record, particularly because one of my favorite jokes is a joke I heard Danny Thomas tell on one of his West End appearances. He told the audience that he was away from home working so many weeks in the year, his children referred to him as Uncle Daddy. And I've collected a number of his records since then, perhaps for that reason. And I think my favorite recording is Living the Life I Love from the film The Jazz Singer, which would be a reminder to me of his performance in that film.
Mm. You mentioned the word collecting. Are either of you sort of serious record collectors?
Oh, yes, very, very keen collectors indeed, Roy.
Mm-hmm. Did you find it difficult to get down to 4 each?
Well, we did. If only we made records ourselves, say, 8 of them, the choice would be very easy. It's not that we're conceited, it's just that we're the only 2 members of our fan club.
Yes, yes, I quite understand. I think that's Mr. Danny Thomas's cue, isn't it?
Let me sing, give me a melody. I don't need very much to be living the life I love.
When and how did you two first get together? When did you first meet?
Well, we should have met somewhere in the 1940s, I suppose, Roy, because both Dennis and I went to the same college, had the same friends, but never met until we'd both left and Dennis was a radio salesman and I was animating cartoons for Mr. J. Arthur Rank.
Yeah. Yes, and I suppose it must have been about 6 months after we left school. We were both present at the same party, mm-hmm. and it just worked out that we were telling different groups of people on either side of the room exactly the same funny story.
Then there was one of those party hushes, you know, where everything goes silent, at least it does at the parties we go to, and we both said the payoff line to the joke at the same moment, both said snap, and spent the rest of the evening talking to one another because nobody else would talk to us.
What did you do together first, comicking or writing?
Comicking for me, writing for Dennis. I was doing comedian work, as it were, on programs like Variety Bandbox, and Dennis was scripting.
Yes, my first scripting assignment was on the B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, Vic Oliver, High Gang series.
You must have written for an awful lot of comedians as well as for yourselves.
I think so, Roy. Almost every comedian in the country at some time or another.
That's really because the turning point in our career was when Leslie Bridgemont gave us the opportunity to write Calling All Forces, which ran for 81 weeks non-stop and employed, I think, just about, as Bob said, every comedian in the country.
Which is another record which we can put in the book.
Do you prefer writing for yourselves or for other people?
Oh, no, definitely not, Roy. We find that we can assess another comedian's talent very much better than we can assess the absence of talent in ourselves.
Sure.
And which of the other comedians do you prefer?
Dennis, what's your choice?
Well, I think, I know you'll agree, Bob, that we've had more fun and enjoyment writing the Arthur Askey Hello Playmate series, perhaps, than anything else.
Arthur inspires comedy, and I think our biggest thrill in writing would be writing for Bob Hope, and we're lucky enough to have a standing invitation to go over to the States and write for him, which we hope to take up next year.
Oh, that'll be exciting. Well, another record. Bob, it's your turn again.
Well, I'd like to take something by Prokofiev, who's a particular favourite of mine among contemporary composers, and also a piece of music that would make me laugh. This makes me laugh. Not, I think, only because I saw it first as heard it first as background music to a silent picture starring Buster Keaton, but partly because the music is so surprising and so gay that you almost it's so difficult to hold back laughter when you're listening to it. It doesn't sound funny. Symphony No. 1 in D Major, Opus 25, with Ernest Ansermet conducting the orchestra of the Conservatoire de Paris.
Yeah.
But I think we'll find the gavotte from this rather amusing. Yeah. I'll be chuckling on my island anyway.
Who's the composer?
The composer is the mighty Prokofiev. Can't help it. It makes me laugh, right?
Oh, that music seems to curl you up. Would you two call yourselves methodical writers? Do you start writing every day at a certain hour?
That's below the belt, isn't it?
Oh, that's a tricky question, Roy. I wish we could work in a methodical way, but most of our best work is done in the wee small hours of the morning in Dennis's flat.
Yes. You're both bachelors, aren't you?
No, I'm a very much married man.
Oh, I didn't know.
I only say I'm a bachelor on very special occasions. I have two children, one of 4 and one of 18 months. I'm very happily married, although I see more of Dennis than I do of my wife.
Well, it explains why you use Dennis's flat to work in, obviously.
Well, I hope that by this time next year I'll be a very much married man, which poses rather a problem.
Yes, actually, Dennis is engaged to our secretary.
Well, it means that a third flat, doesn't it, to work in?
That's probably the answer, yes.
Whose turn now? Dennis again, isn't it?
Well, Roy, I would very much like a Jerry Lewis record. I'm a Jerry Lewis fan. In my view, he's one of the few present-day clowns who is just as funny to listen to as he is to watch. And I would pick his recording of I Keep Her Picture Hanging Upside Down.
Why?
If you any argument with either of Dennis's choices so far? Because he will have to hear these over and over as often as he will on the desert island.
If I'm going to be stuck on a desert island with this character, Roy, I want as few arguments to start off with as possible, least of all over music, because there we are together, and that is Kismet, which brings me to my next choice, which I'm going to force in here. Mm. Again, this peculiarity of mine crops up.
Particular peculiarity?
Thank you. I like classical and contemporary combined to devastating effect, and one of the happiest evenings I've ever spent in a theatre was watching Kismet, the musical Arabian Night, in which I have all the glory of Alexander Borodin's music combined with the very brilliant lyrics and brilliant performances of the original artists Alfred Drake and Doretta Morrow. Now, can I have something from this program, Kismet? Say, Doretta Morrow singing "And This Is My Beloved"?
Well, Dennis, your turn again.
Well, I think a very stirring and warming piece of music to hear constantly on a desert island would be the Ritual Fire Dance by Defia, partly because this gives me the opportunity to say that if an aeroplane passes overhead, it might spot Defia.
This boy ought to be cast away, Roy. I suggest we maroon him today.
Immediately.
I've been listening to Jack Train too much. I think that's the trouble.
Dance by Manuel Defia. Well, now we come to what we've christened the $64,000 question. What sort of castaways do you think you boys are going to be on this island?
Absolutely shocking,
dreadful.
Roy.
Dreadful.
Who's going to build a hut?
Well, I'm not very practical, Roy, but when I was 4 years old, I did win a sandcastle competition.
That's so. It, you got the job. Who does the cooking?
Well, I think Bob should definitely be the head cook. Because I'd like to say this. I want to say this, that it is quite amazing what Bob can produce with the aid of a simple tin and tin opener.
Oh, it's true. Of course, on the island, I'd have to use a sharpened stick and an oyster.
any good at fishing, either?
Well, I could tear down a vine, tie it on the end of a branch, I suppose, and use Dennis as bait.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you'd catch?
I think I'd catch a very nasty cold.
He'd only last a certain amount of time as bait, you realize that?
Yes, well, that's what I had in mind, actually, Roy.
You'd find seabirds' eggs, perhaps? That might help.
Well, that's an idea. That's a very good idea. We could spend a lot of time spotting seagulls, and vice versa.
Yes, and with all that sand around, we could make some egg timers.
And then again, it would be very interesting to find out whether or not we're a stone's throw from the sea.
Oh, Roy, I'm sorry. We'll have to admit it. As castaways, Dennis and I are washed up.
I entirely agree. Bob, it's your turn to choose another record.
Thank you very much, Roy. And I'd like to choose something very contemporary indeed this time. I think the greatest composer of popular music is Gershwin. I think the greatest singer of popular music is Ella Fitzgerald. I'd like to combine them with the piano playing of Ellis Larkins in a number that would remind me that somewhere, some girl was still looking for a little boy like me.
I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy. Who's looking for a girl to love? Tell me, please, where...
Perfect, Roy. That would inspire me to swim back to the mainland.
Well, now we've got number 8. That's the last one, and it's Dennis's turn to sew things up with number 8.
Well, I'd like to make the point, Roy, that my imagination would undoubtedly provide far more entertainment than my partner, and nothing could inspire my imagination more than something from Gordon Jenkins' Seven Dreams record, a musical interpretation of every man's dreams. And my wildest dream would be the final one, the dream of love.
There's a love.
Well, there are your 8 records, 4 each. Now, you've each got one more choice to make, and that's your luxury object, one apiece.
Ah, well, may I begin?
Yes, do.
Well, I would love to have a complete set of the Encyclopedia Britannica so that I could truthfully say that I may be dirty, but I won't be ignorant.
And since we've established the fact that we'll have to be at all about girls, Roy, I'd like a large coloured picture of Marilyn Monroe to remind me of what I'm supposed to forget. Oh, incidentally, Roy, we've had time to think during this program, and Dennis and I have a very special request to make of you.
Yes, this request isn't a record, Roy. Yes.
If we have to be shipwrecked, Roy, could it be on separate islands?
Far apart?
As far apart as possible.
We'll organize it. Well, many thanks, Bob Bunkhouse and Dennis Goodwin, for letting us hear your choice of Desert Island Disc. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.